Hello, everyone. I am so excited you are here. I'm Hannah, an imperfect artist learning to heal my body image and self-worth while in a difficult and competitive field. Today, I'm going to deep dive into my story so you all get to know me better. For those listening, there will be mention of an eating disorder and limited details of behaviors used. So please take a second to evaluate if you are in a mindset that is able to hear such information without triggering you. I want this to be a safe space for us all. So let's dive in. It all started in the third grade when I was given the nickname Gorilla. Yeah, you heard that right, Gorilla. Why? Well, apparently my arm, eyebrows, face, and leg hairs were way darker than the other kids. I was relentlessly teased about my hairy appearance, something that up until that point, I hadn't even noticed. That moment stuck with me, and from there on, I became obsessed with every little thing about my body. How much hair I had, how thin I was, how muscular or curvy I looked, the makeup that I used to cover my acne, you name it. I was hyper aware, constantly trying to control it all. I became so fixated on my physical appearance and my curves. I wanted to fit in with the other girls. I wanted to feel like I belonged and that I was good enough for the quote-unquote popular girls at our school. The first thing that I noticed was that my belly and my hips weren't the same as theirs. So I felt, in order to actually belong and to be a part and to be liked how I perceived they were by others, that I should just change and reshape the form of my body that I was given. So I started small. First, I was just making sure I ate 3 meals a day, cut out the snacks, and started to do some movement. But then over time, it started to drop to 2 meals, and then intensive movement, to then 1 meal, and even more intensive movement, until I was sick enough that I couldn't do movement. So I just decided if I couldn't do movement, it meant I couldn't eat, right? So I went to college for theater performance. I grew up doing theater and I absolutely loved it. However, the competitive nature of the field really increased my desire to look a certain way. I thought that I had to be desirable in order to be successful in this industry. And I felt like a lot of that was based on off of how I looked. I compared my acting, how my appearance, how I was in a room, how people were able to work with me, how I interacted with everything that I did, I scrutinized to a T until it just sucked the joy out of theater for me. I would step off a stage and immediately criticize what I did. I wanted it to be perfect, and yet I couldn't define what that perfect was. I just knew that it wasn't enough. And therefore, I linked that to me not being enough and my body ultimately not being enough. So by the middle of my first semester in college in 2020, things took a pretty serious turn. I ended up being taken out of school, taken to the hospital, and diagnosed with anorexia nervosa. For those of you that don't know what that term means, it's an eating disorder causing people to obsess about weight and what they eat, and that manifests in all different types of behaviors depending on the person. So from there, I went to an inpatient facility called Carolina House. I spent 3 months there before continuing my recovery online due to the pandemic. Now here's where things got a little intense. While I was at Carolina House, I learned about this condition called refeeding syndrome that the doctors believed that I was suffering with. So basically, if someone who's been severely malnourished starts eating too much and too quickly, their body can fail. The best example that I was given was after World War II was done and the Allies were coming to release the people who were held captive in all the concentration camps. A lot of people actually died after being reintroduced to food because they were so severely malnourished that their body couldn't decompose what they were eating. It wasn't working fast enough and it caused them to die. So that was a huge wake-up call to me. The idea that my body might not be able to heal itself scared me. So I made a choice to start eating again and to push through my fear of not belonging and my desire to control. So fast forward 5 years, and I am still on this recovery journey. Every day is a mix of challenges. It is not all rainbow and butterflies and self-love and yummy, delicious food. It's hard. But I learned so much about myself and my body. And here's the thing. Eating disorders are not just about food. They're deeply rooted in how society defines beauty and worth. Healing your body is as much about healing the mind that grew up with these impossible expectations. We've been conditioned to tie our identity to these ever-changing standards of beauty. And honestly, that's a huge part of the struggle. It applies to so many areas in our culture, especially when it comes to the art field where we're creative and we're being vulnerable enough to take up space. So, to my fellow warriors and artists out there, thank you for being a part of this conversation. Let's keep sharing our stories, supporting each other, and advocating for the amazing bodies we've been given. Thanks for listening. Remember, you are not alone. So stay strong, keep healing, and take care of yourself. I look forward to sharing more of my journey with you. Until next time.